Lake Venericolo, within the Edolo town boundaries, at an altitude of 2,540 meters, is at the foot of the imposing north face of Mountain Adamello. It is the highest of the massif's many artificial lakes and one of the highest in the Alps. It is held in by a concrete spur dam built in 1959 by the Edison Company to a height of 27 meters and 380 meters long at its crown. At its deepest, the hydroelectric basin is around 27 meters deep, and the basin can hold 2.5 million cubic meters of water, mainly coming from spring thaw waters. Its considerable height means it is frozen over for many months a year and completely ice-free only during the summer months. The lake's waters feed a small plant in the tunnel on the banks of Lake Benedetto below. To testify to the hard lives of the custodians of the Avio Valley dams, in winter in particular, the Edison Company commissioned the then very young Ermanno Olmi, the great Italian writer and director who died in 2018, to make a documentary film entitled Time Stood Still. It was filmed in 1958 in the Venericolo Basin, where work on the dam was in its final stages. It is more a neo-realist film than a documentary in actual fact, with live recorded sound and a strict adherence to events, featuring two non-professional actors, the oldest and most expert of whom was Natale Rossi of Pontagna, a Temu Hamlet, and the other Paolo Quadrabi of Vioni, both dam custodians and Edison employees, alongside young Milanese actor Roberto Savesso. The documentary highlights the close relationship between man, nature and solitude and the limitations and breadth of the almost play-like, short story notwithstanding. It demonstrates all the qualities of an important period of Italian cinema in which the real everyday lives of the characters transmit poetry and human warmth on the screen.